We are learning Mesechus Brachos Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on the bottom of the base of the base by the two dots. It said in our Mishnah that you can't use for Ner and Besamim three things. You can't use Shal Avodah Chavim, you can't use Shal Meis, and you can't use Shal Avodah Zarah. Zog to Gemara. Bishlama, so we understand, by the way, Avodah Zarah and Meis, we understand that you can't use it. The Gemara later on will explain why Meis you can't use, because it's not made Laha'ir, it's made for other things, for Kavod. That's why it doesn't work. That's why it's not good. And we understand why Avodah Zarah, because also the smell from Avodah Zarah, something you shouldn't have enough, something's Avodah Zarah. Question is, what's wrong with a guy's Ner and Besamim? Talking about Bishlama and Ner, from Loy Shavas. We understand why you can't use a guy's Ner, because Loy Shavas, you assume that he lit the Ner on Shabbos. And from a Ner that was lit on Shabbos, you're not allowed to use for Bari Marva Ish. So this is a Ner from Loy Shavas. Al Besamim, my time alive, why can't you use Besamim from a guy? Omrav Yehuda, Omrav, Halchav Mesivis, Goyim Askinom. We're talking about that the Besamim and the Ner came from a party from the Goyim. Preach Shastam Mesivis, Goyim Vezara. Stam parties for Vezarahi. And therefore, you can't use Ner and Besamim, of course, from a Vezara. Very thing, what a pastor question. How many times say, Fa'im Varchum, well, Ner, Vele, Abbasam, Shavezara, Mechlau, the Rachel Abbasara, Askinom. If the Sefer says Ner Besamim, so probably the ratio of the Chavim doesn't mean Avodah Zarah. What's the reason you're not allowed to make a bracha on the Ner or Besamim of Goyim? Because the last thing the Mishnah is explaining, the first thing, so it comes out the third is explaining the first, which is a little interesting because you have something in between. Usually you don't, it's very hard to explain like that because it's a Pirush, so it's funny to me, but that's what the Gemara says. And it comes out that the reason why you shouldn't use a Ner and a Besamim of a Chavim is because you're worried about Avodah Zarah. And even though the Ner itself could have been Asloy Shavas, but we want the reason to be the same thing, so both of them are because Stam Mesibas Goyim is for Avodah Zarah. Tan Rabban, now we'll go back to Ayar Shavas. That is a halacha, that the Ner you use for Matzah Shabbos has to be a Ner that was created Matzah Shabbos. But if it's created on Shabbos, it's no good. Created before Shabbos is good also. But it can't be, if you made the Ner on Shabbos, you're not allowed to use that. Tan Rabban, what? If someone lit it on Shabbos. Someone lit the Ner on Shabbos, even a guy, it's a problem. Tan Rabban, Ar Shavas Ivarchim Alav, Ar that was Shavas, wasn't Oyver Shabbos, you make the Bracha Bari Merech. Vishaloy Shavas Ivarchim Alav. But it's not Shavas, you don't make the bracha. My Shavas, my Loy Shavas. What does that mean? Inema Loy Shavas Machmas Malacha. I feel Malacha Da Teira. You mean that it wasn't lit at all? There's no Malacha done with it at all on Shavas, even if it was Mutter? Vatayim went to the Brisa, or Shalchaya, a fire that the midwife lit for someone to have a baby, Vishalchayla, or for a Chayla. But Varachim Lov, you could make a bracha. You see, even though it was done in Malacha, you're allowed to make a bracha. It was Shavas Machmas Melechas Aveira. It was Shavas Machmas Melechas Aveira. But Or Shachar V'Shalchoyle is Mutter on Shabbos to light. It's Mutter to light that on Shabbos. Since it's Mutter, it's not Melechas Aveira. And ask me, a guy also is allowed to light something on Shabbos. So it doesn't mean that the person did a Aveira by lighting it. It means this Maisa of lighting the fire would be Mutter by Yid or not. And since with the thing that Goy did would not be Mutter Ba'id, it's not called Ner Shavas. Incidentally, Stam, in Mishnah Berurah brings down a Machlokes, if a Goy, the Loch is, certain times, a Yid can't do something, but you can ask a Goy to do it. For example, Cholo She'im Bay Sakana. If you need a light fire, Cholo She'im Bay Sakana, a Yid is not allowed to light the fire, obviously, but a Goy is allowed to light the fire. So let's say a Goy lights the fire. What's the Halacha? Is that called Ner Shavas or not? So you can't start them. On one hand, it's Mutter. Because you let a tall guy do it. On the other hand, if it would be a yid, it wouldn't be able to be mutter. So it's machlokes in the Mishnah Berurah if that's called Ner Shavas or not. So to Gemara Vayta, continuing with Ner Shavas, Tanya Nava Hachim, did a brice like that? Ashoshis, it's like a lantern, so it says, Lekas call him. Kula was lit the whole day. Mother Shavas Varchim Allah, you let him use that. It doesn't have to be that it wasn't lit. Doesn't have to be lit Matzah Shabbos. As long as it was not lit on Shabbos, you're allowed to use this Ner. So if it was from before Shabbos, you're allowed to use the Ner. Tana Rabbanan, Nachri Hiduk Mi Yisrael, a Nachri that got a fire from Yisrael's fire, V'Yisrael Shehidlik V'Nachri, or Yisrael that was madlik from a Nachri, mevarchim alav. Now, when we have a Nachri's fire, we assume it was lit on Shabbos. That's what we assume, that it probably happened on Shabbos. So they're saying over here that Yisrael that took from the Nachri, it's fine. As long as you took it from the Yisrael's fire, took from the Nachri, it's fine. And Nachri should come to Yisrael, and you took from the Nachri, it's also fine. And that's Pashut, what should be the problem, that Yisrael lit it after Shabbos. So the Rebbe Yoina, what the Chiddush is for that. But it's like this: the Nachri hidik me Yisrael means the Nachri took lit his fire from the Yisrael's fire, and then now I'm going to want to make a bracha on this fire, or Yisrael that took from a Nachri. Both these cases you can make a bracha. Nachri me Nachri ain bracha below. A Nachri from a different Nachri, you can't make the bracha bracha. Why should Nachri me Nachri loy mishum loy Shabbos? Because we assume the Nachri, the original Nachri, lit it on Shabbos. So it doesn't help if it went into the next of the guy, because that's still the same fire. Why is Yisrael Menachri mutter to do my Bereish? If Lamaisa, that Yisrael got it from Menachri also, and the Menachri we said it was lit on Shabbos. Hadloy Shabbos. If you're going to say that the new fire of Yisrael is not the same fire of the guy, because that fire is still there, and this is a new fire. You just got lit it from there. It's a new fire. That's a new fire of Yad Yisrael, and that's why I'm allowed to do it. So Elohad the Thailand and the Bright Sahamitzi shall have Shusharabim. Talking about the Issa Hitzah. You brought out a torch of Shusharabim. And Rashi explains that we're talking about something that wasn't big enough to be Chayav Hitzah as the thing that is the torch. He says a small piece of cheres that didn't have a shear that was holding the fire. So you brought out Shusharabim. Chayav. You are chayiv. Am I chayiv? Masha'okal ayniach. Every minute is not a fire because there's a new fire. So the thing I took out is a different thing now. Masha'niach le'oka. Ela oylom. The sur nami isa. So it has to be that there's a new. The fire doesn't change. It's the same fire the whole time. Even if it looks like it's going back, you know, coming new fire. It's always the same fire. So what's the pshat why I could make a bracha on Yisrael's fire? Become a varuch at the sefta the terelim varuch. I'm making a bracha on the hoysofa because it is a hoysofa. Vada, it's the same fire, part of the same fire. But when you have a new flame, there's definitely a hoysofa. Look, there's two flames now. There's definitely a hoysofa, and the bracha b'ymer esh I'm making on the hoysofa, and that's what's different than hoysofa. Hoysofa, it's the same. It's all there. There's some part of it that even maybe it got a little bigger, makes a difference. The part of the fire that was in Akira, I have anocha. But here, it's the opposite. If I have anything that's new, I can make a barimar esh, and that's enough. Okay, so if that's true, it's back shver. Nochri and nochri also, there's a yisafa. So why can I make a barimar esh? Yochri, nochri and nochri nami. I should be able to do it. So it's back shver. Basically, we're saying like this, that even though nochri lit something on Shabbos, if Yisrael takes from that fire, makes a new candle from it, you let us say Barim Eresh. So then Nachri Nachri also. So tomorrow Echanami, you're right. Gzeirim Shem Nachri Rishim V'Amad Rishim. I'm worried that there's a Gzeirim that if you allow him to take from a guy, a person's not going to realize, they think he used any guy's fire. And we're going to think they're using even the guy's original fire. And its original fire was made on Shabbos, wasn't Shabbos, and that's not allowed. And therefore, you should not use even a Nachri from a Nachri. Don't think more about it. When the Gemara's two steps, before the Gemara's Kasha Heves, the Gemara's two steps were, first step, step number one in the Gemara was saying that maybe every fire, even on one flame, that keeps on being new fire. That's the Gemara thought. The Gemara said, oh, maybe that's a pshat why, or you throw him and offer his wine. The Gemara said, no, from Shah Heves, from Moitzi Shah Heves, from Moitzi, you see, not like that. That it's not called a new fire, you wouldn't have a Kira Venacha. So where it says, Elamai, when I make a new flame, a new candle, the second candle is Hoysofa. Maybe it has some of the old, but is Hoysofa also, and therefore that's called a new flame that I could be Yotze by Marish. And then where I cast Nachim Nachim also, and for the Gemara, it's like Zera, you can't use that. That's the Shaka Vatari with the Gemara. Tana Rabbanam. Hoymahal Chutza Krach Bra Ar. He was walking outside the city, and he didn't say Bari Marish yet, and he sees a fire. So he's not sure. It means the first flame, not the second flame. First flame.
It doesn't mean like right after Shabbos. Right?
What?
That just means the second after Shabbos.
Right. Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah. Because we saw from Haitzah. that it's also, it's not the exact same flame, it's Hitzah, right? So you see that the same flame is there. That's what we saw. Yeah, learn a Tosef, Meshach HaShecha. Yeah, say it wasn't a Hayasafa. If it gets bigger, then it is Hayasafa. If it gets bigger, then it is Hayasafa. But if it didn't get bigger, it's not Hayasafa. If it gets bigger, it's also Hayasafa, yeah. You can have one flame, more wicks, or it gets bigger. That's possible also, yeah. Talk about him, Malachot to Krach, he walked in the city, you don't listen to Barry Marish yet. Raw R. He saw Fai, Im Reib Nachrim, if it's Reib Nachrim here, ain't him Varach. Like we said before, because anytime you have a Goy's Fai, you could assume it happened on Shabbos. So you can't make a bracha. Im Reib Yisrael, if the city is Reib Yisrael, I'm a Varach, because you can assume it happened after Shabbos. So Haguf Akasha, I'm written Reib Nachrim, ain't him a Varach. That if it's Reib Nachrim Mevarach, smash, ba'al mechza, mechza, mevarach. You could make a bracha. 50-50 make a bracha. But I'm telling you, Reib Yisrael Mevarach. You need to have Reib Yisrael, mechza, mechza, ain't mevarach. So it's a stira. So what we did with a full mechza, mechza, not mevarach. So why do you say you need Reib Yisrael? Why do you say Reib Nachrim? Tana Sefer Reib Yisrael. Since the race of Reib Nachrim went where it's no good, Tana Sefer Reib Yisrael. Now, two things I speak are very important. Look, here we're going by the Reib. We say if it's Reib Yisrael, you're allowed to make a bracha. I is a thing called Kavua Kemechza Mechzadam. It's like the Magen Avram in Siman Reish Sadeches. So the different Terutzim, some of the Terutzim are that made the fire coming out is called, like the light coming out is called the Parash, Ayin Sham for the Torah. And it's not a Kasha, you look at the Maloya Rayim here and others of Farshim, the why Tak is Mechza Mechza Mutter? Why is it Takim Avarech? I usually you say Safik Bracha Slahakal because Shaya Bracha Vatala. So why do you make the bracha? That also you have to look at the Mefarshim, what's the Pshat, the Kubi, because even by Mechza Mechza, we assume it's a Svek Sveko or it's a Roiv. What's Svek Sveko? Safik Goy or Yisrael. And even if it's a Goy, maybe lit it after Shabbos. So I'll take a more of it. Tara Rabbanim. Hoy Mahalach Chutz HaKrach. He was walking out of the city, Vara Tinuk Vavuka Vyad. He sees a Tinuk with a torch in his hand. He wants to make a bracha. So Boydik Acharav Yisrael Hu Mavarach, I'm not going to be a Mavarach. You check him out. If he's Yisrael, you can do it. You assume he did it after Shabbos. If he's a Goy, you can't make a bracha. My ear, your tinnik, I feel a god on me. Why dafka a tinnik? Even a god also, you should check out if it's a god Yisrael. Om Rav Yehuda, Om Rav, how come a son of Shkiris Chamas Kinnim? Somewhere right after Shabbos. So God, Om Mucha Milsa, the Vadin Achru. A Yid wouldn't light a thing right by the minute Shabbos is over. Tinnik, Em Yisrael, who? Ikri Nakat. By a tinnik, we can assume maybe a tinnik, you know, wants to have a cigarette right away, so then he'll do it right away. But the regular guy will wait a few minutes just in case, right after the shkia, then he won't do it. That's the moral answers. Okay. Torah Rabbanan. Hoyim alachutz akrach v'ra or. He's walking out of the city, sees or. Im avak v'ya kivshon. If it's thick like a p'ya kivshon, then we can assume the minig of them was, we'll see soon, is that after they warmed up the kivshon, they made like if it's a big esh there to make light. So if it's thick like the Pia Kifshon Mavarach, you make a bracha because it was made. The halacha is that Barimari Eish is only on fire that was made for a light. But if you light the fire for other reasons, you cannot make Barimari Eish. It has to be there to Lahair, to light up the world, to light up your room. That has to be. So if it's big like a Pia Kifshon, so you can assume it's there to light. Because like the Mefarshim explained, if it's a small little candle, we know it's for light. Here it was an in-between type of size. So if it's very big, so then Mavarach halacha. Then that was the minig. That at the end of the making the tiles, whatever they made a big fire for light. Mimlav was not big like a Pia Kifshon, ain't a Mavarach halacha. You don't make a bracha, you can't make Barim Ariyesh. Tanichah, the one bright says, Arsha Kifshon Mavarach halacha, that the Ar of Kifshon, you could make a bracha. But Tanyidach, this is a big oven in Kifshon, Tanyidach, ain't a Mavarach halacha, you can't make a bracha. Malay Kasha, have a Tchilo, have a Saif. That by the beginning of the burning of the stones when you're making the bricks, that's for sure the fire is made to cook up the sand for the bricks. Besoif, which means that after you burnt all the stones, then they make a big fire that's also for ur, and that's why you can use that ur for Barer Mareish. Vaita, the same idea. Tani Cha, the ur shal taner v'shal karayim, the fire of a oven, two type of ovens, or stoves, v'archam ala, you can make a bracha. Tani Yidach v'archam, you can make Barer Mareish. Like kasha v'tchila v'soif. The same thing that the minig was, that at the end of the tanner, when they finish warming up the tanner and the bread is inside already, they light a little like twigs and they make a little fire to for light also. Tanicha, the Arshal Beis HaKnesses, a fire lit in the Beis HaKnesses for the Beis HaMedrash, for Varchum Alav, you can make a bracha. Tanid Echem Varchum Alav, you don't make a bracha. So you have to speak out that the case was here, they had some lights that they were able to see which they were able to see to daven in the Beis Knesset. Besides that, they had other lights. You know, to give an example, that would be a case where it would be extreme, where there would not be used by Mareish. I mean, the two candles that are in front of the Amud that people light for a yard site. That would not be good, because that's not Lahoyer, that's Zichel LeKavod. But here the case was, the Shul had some lights, and they had some extra lights. So the question is, can I make Bar Mareish on those extra lights? That's the question. So, the one price that says, Mevarach Molav, Tanyidach Eim Mevarach Molav. So it's a stira. Like Kasha, Adik Adam Chashuv. So we learn like Rashi's Pshat. So if there's an Adam Chashuv, so then you assume it's Lekavit. It's for the Adam Chashuv. And you can't use it. I'd like Adam Chashuv. Or if there's no Adam Chashuv there, then you can assume it's for light. Both cases are Adam Chashuv. And therefore, that it should really be Lekavit. The shaila is, do you have the chazan who lives there? If the chazan lives in the base of the Knesset and he eats there and does all those things there, so then you can snem on it to the hutter to light up the room for the chazan. But you say, how the chazan is a chazan? If there is a moon, there's no moon. If in the case there's no moon, there's no other way to light up the base medrash, then you can assume whatever it is. Even if it's Adam Chashur, all the covered things, still you can assume that it's there for light. Because even if the chazan lives there, he can use the siara, so therefore it must be for the Adam Chashuv. It must be for the Adam Chashuv. So that's how Rashi learns the sugya. Tosfos happens to learn the sugya punkt vakeret, that if there's an Adam Chashuv, then it's there for light. And if no Adam Chashuv, it's not there for light. Tosfos learns the opposite, and then Shulchan Aruch supports on both days, because we machmer for both days. But Lamaisa in Halacha Lamaisa, both the Rosh and the Bayana bring down this case that they say that if it's there for the Amud there, that they bring down this case that Beis Knesset just for covered, Avada you can't use that for Bari Mara Age. Zotik Mara Vaita. Tanu Rabbanon. Ha Yishvim Beis Medrash. They were sitting in Beis Medrash, Matzah Shabbos, and they didn't say Bari Mara Age yet. But view Ar Lefnein, they brought an Ar in front of them to make the Bracha. Beisham Yermi Kol Echav Echav Varach La'atzmai. Everyone makes their own Bracha, Bari Mara Age. Beis Hilo Imrim, Echav Varach Kulon. One person might see everyone. Why? Mishum Shenemar, Brave Am Hadras Melech. Says the Pasuk, the Brave Am Hadras Melech, it's better to make a Bracha, one for everyone. So Bishloim Beis Hillel, Mefarash Yitaimi, he says why? One person make a Bracha for everyone because Brave Am Hadras Melech. Ela Beis Shammai, my time. Why did Beis Shammai say that everyone's make their own Bracha? So the Gemara Kasavri pray Bitl Beis Hamedrash. He's worried that it's Bitl Beis Hamedrash. And Rashi sounds like the Vart is, because everyone has to be quiet and say Amen. So what's the Bitl Beis Hamedrash? When they say a bracha, they have to be quiet also, they make no bracha. So Dr. Ben Yaina, the one word Amen is extra word, it's extra Bitl Torah, one word, which is a Meridig Chiddush. So the Madani Yontav here talks about that. He brings down this Rebbeinu Yoina, and he says, that's Taka, whatever, that's Pshat Rebbeinu Yoina, but he brings another Pshat, he says, that if you have to get everyone to get quiet, the Metzias is, it takes more than just the time of the Bracha. Yeah, it takes a while to get everyone quiet, and that will be Bitl Torah. But Lamaise, the next Gemara has a Mashmash like Rebbeinu Yoina, because it's Tainai Mahachi, Shalbeis Yoina, Imre Marpe Beis Medrash, they didn't say, Gesundheit Beis Medrash, Bitl Beis Medrash, because when someone sneezed, they didn't say Gesundheit, because Bitl Beis Medrash, even though it's one word. So see, even in one word, so you don't make Bitl Beis Medrash. Now, what's the case of Gzontai? So the Gilin HaShas here brings down the famous Perkei Rabbi Eliezer that says, "Meyoyim shenivru shemayim v'aretz lo yadam chayla." From the beginning of the creation of the world, no one got sick. They just sneeze on a shuk and die. And Yaakov Avinu davened to Hashem and said, "Please don't take someone without letting him be mitzave as children." So that's when someone sneezes, we say Gzontai, because that used to be something that killed them. Let's state in the Gilin HaShas. So therefore you say Gesundheit or Asusa, but the lotion that some non-Jews and some maybe more modern should say bless you, I don't know where the Yakin of Akar is. Don't say we have a bless you. Don't say it says Gesundheit, it has to be something with Gesund. You're saying this was a Misa, saying Gesundheit, bless you, has no Shaykh, has passed this, someone has a good shot, please let me know. So I think about Eim Evarchim Loyal Aner, Eim Evarchim Loyal Aner, Loyal Basham Shal Mason. That it says you shouldn't make a bracha of Barim Eish on Ner of a mace or Besamim of a mace. What's the pshat? Talk to me about my time. The reason is because Ner lekavru davida, because the Ner in front of a mace is not to lead the way, it's for covered. And that we said you can't make a bracha. Davida, Besamim lavure rechu. And the Besamim is only to take away the smell from the mace. So it's not made for Geshmaka smell. There's no Barim Besamim on that. David. I was talking about the fire they bring in front of a mace. If you always bring candles, this type of mace, you always bring candles side by day, where you don't need a candle, and side by night, then aim avarchum lav. But if you only bring it belaila, then you do make a bracha. If you only bring a candle in front of this mace, only belaila, so in this type of mace, it's zikr there to light up the road, and it is there lahair, and therefore you could make a bracha on that fire. But if it's this type of mace gets a candle by day also, you cannot make a bracha on that fire, because obviously that fire is only the covered. Om Rav Yehuda, but so much basic, he say, if you put smelling salts into the bathroom, it's made to take away the bad smell from the bathroom, so that you can make a bracha on. Shemen or shemen that's made to take off the zahuma off your hands. They bring it at the end of the suda. They bring things to take off the zahuma off your hands. You don't make a bracha on it. So Rashi learns that means you don't make a bracha of bari atzim b'samim, but you do make bari shemen orid. Make a different type of bracha. And this Rashi is on Gemara at the end of the sixth parak. But akapanim, it says you don't make a bracha of bari atzim b'samim if it's made lahaver zahuma on your hands. L'meimra tochaicha lavarecha avid lavim v'chin alav. So you're telling me. Anytime it's brought to take away smell, you don't make a bracha. If you go walk into a perfume store, and you smell the smell, I feel yoishom kol yoim in varach l'pamach. So only make a bracha one time, because you're sitting the whole day. But nichnas v'yetze, where you left and came back, then varach kol pam and pam. Make a bracha every single time. Great thing about kasha here, the perfumes are there for smelling. No, it's there to sell. It's made for schayra. It's made to sell. For kavarech, you make a bracha. So we know in larecha nami with avida. It is made to smell. There, so it smells good. So people should buy from it. Tana rabban hoyim halachot zakrach v'riach reach. Someone's walking out of the city and smells the smell. So im roiv avichavim, if it's roiv avichavim, ain't a varach. Don't make a bracha because it could be it's from avodah zara. Why? They use a lot of these v'samim for k'shafim, so we're worried that maybe it's coming from k'shafim. Bring about the kuli l'k'shafim bacterium, like a roi v'israel or kishav machas. Also, some use it to make their clothing smell good. Ishtab comes out, Rubad lav l'recha avad. Roiv is not for smelling, for us to smell. V'chol Rubad lav l'recha avad loy mevarach. Since Roiv is not made for smelling, you don't make a bracha. Omrav Chia ba'Avram v'yechran, Hamalak ba'Avish ha'bosses b'Tveria. In Tveria, they used to make their clothing smell good Erev Shabbos. In Tzipori, they used to do Matzah Shabbos. So Hamalak ba'Avish ha'bosses b'Tveria, with Matzah Shabbos b'Tzipori, v'riach reach, and they smell the smell, ainim mevarach. They don't make a bracha. Why? Because chaskosu ain also the garm by the kelim. It's there. The smell of smelling is the good smell that they're trying to put into their clothing. Tana rabbanu mahalak b'shuk of avodah zara. Walking in the shuk of avodah zara, in the stores of avodah zara, nisratz l'ariach. If you do it on purpose, you smell on purpose. Harei zechayte. A person is avarian. It's avarian to smell from avodah zara. Digger smells.